Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Well, we're going to talk a little bit about handguns now, using them in a fight and everything, and getting a little advice from the one that I would defer to him anytime. He runs a place called Combat Speed LLC. His name is Super Dave Harrington. How are you, sir?
All right, just fine, Mr. Bill. How are you doing today?
I'm good. I got a couple of questions I'd like to ask you. I went to the range this past weekend. So item number one, the FN-509?
Right.
That's a pretty good blaster.
Okay.
I was thoroughly impressed with it. Huh?
I checked it out. I didn't have one to handle or anything, but I checked it out. It looks pretty sharp.
Yeah, if you haven't checked one, I will bring it with me in November when you're coming to Columbia.
Okay.
And if you haven't checked it out by then, I'll let you check this one out because I think you'd find it impressive. Their actual form factor, the one that the Los Angeles Police Department is adopting, is the same sort of form factor as the Glock 45. With the shortened slide, but the full length 18-17 round grip. So, I'm probably gonna get one of those as well. Now, surprisingly though, the gun that I thought that was gonna upset my entire apple cart, the Walther PDP, completely underwhelmed me.
In what respect?
Well, I mean, it's a full-size pistol. It's a 5-inch barrel. It seems a little bit top-heavy. It seems a little bit light. You know, and ergonomically, when you grip the gun, it's great. But when you start pulling the trigger, I was shooting 124-grain 9mm NATO, which is sort of a plus-P kind of load.
Right.
And the FN-509 handled it well. The Chambers Custom Pistol handled it well. And this gun was just all kinds of snappy.
Okay.
And the 509 is a smaller gun. Shorter barrel. Shorter grip.
Well, it all depends, man, on how the gun's laid out. You know, the way it feels in your hand is not, and even if it feels good in your hand, doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be the easiest pistol to stabilize in rapid fire.
That became quite obvious as I was going along. I didn't shoot it that much. I did shoot it enough, I think, to make a decision as to what I'm going to do with it. It sort of makes it easier that the fact that you can't find any magazines for it.
Right.
So, on the other hand,
well,
FN. Can't
sustain it. I mean, why? Yeah.
Maybe I'll revisit that at a later time, but I was very disappointed in it. I just didn't know what to make of that. The other gun I shot doesn't really count because it's a Chambers Custom pistol. And, I mean, have you ever shot a Chambers Custom gun?
No, I have not.
You should get Mr. Fisher. If he gets to you before I do, You should shoot one of his. If he doesn't, I'll bring one of mine. Well, I only have one. I'll bring mine and let you shoot it. And, I mean, if you were to shoot that, you'd understand when I say we shouldn't count the Chambers custom pistol.
Right. Okay.
It's just such an exceptional gun to begin with. But, I mean, I was I expected things to go the other way with the two striker-fired guns, though, to be completely honest with you.
Right.
Can't judge a book by its cover. Although, now there was a couple things that were going on that day, and I want to ask you about this. So I was wearing my glasses, and my glasses are lineless bifocals.
Okay.
Now, when I wear my glasses, if I'm going to look through an optic, I have to close one eye in order to be able to see everything in focus.
Okay?
I can't look through both eyes with my glasses on. Now, I was wearing my glasses because I wanted to see exactly where I was hitting on this steel, because that's all I had to shoot at was steel.
Right.
So, I'm wearing my glasses, I'm closing one eye, I post the video to Facebook, and an instructor, and I'm not going to mention him here by name, you probably know who he is, Steve definitely does, a lot of people do, he comes in there and gives me a bunch of stuff for closing one eye.
Okay.
And I just found that it was one of those things where I sit back and I...
But you're on a scoped rifle.
Huh?
You're on a scoped rifle, correct?
No, I was on a handgun with an optic.
Oh, okay. I don't know where the rifle part came from. What type of optic?
It was a hollow sun. It was
Okay.
Sort of the RMR type that it is.
So and what was his point?
Well, he was telling me that I should keep both eyes open. And I was telling him what
you're trying to do.
See, you've already made my point for me. I was sitting there. The thing about that, when in that string, which he could not see because I was not filming. When I take a gun to film it, unless I'm actually filming a shooting technique, like when I film with you, I will film the target because we will see what me adopting your technique does for me.
Right.
That'll be part of the story. It won't be about the gun. It'll be about me. But when I'm filming a gun, I'm filming a gun. And I never start out I never entitle the video that I'm going to make of the gun, watch Bill shoot this. He's so doggone good. So with me, when I'm shooting, and especially if I'm shooting steel, I'm looking at where I'm hitting, and I want to hit where I'm looking. And you know what I've been trying to do here of late. I'm trying to hit exactly what I'm looking through. And with my glasses on, I can see the target better. I can see where it's hitting better. And at the same time, I got to close one eye. And for me, I only do self-defense shooting. I'm not in a match. I'm not trying to shoot B8s or anything. Most of the time, I'm just shooting.
There's some misconceptions you're bringing up that are good. Talking points. But if I may...
Well, we got about a minute and a half back, so you can start it, but I want to hear all of it, so I just know right up now I'll have to stop you about as soon as you start, but please go.
Right. Well, the bottom line is if you feel it necessary to close one eye for whatever reason to make a hit, that's your call. You don't have to... justify that to anybody. When I'm shooting strict precision, I will normally fire with my dominant eye only. Whenever I feel it necessary, I need to deliver a precision shot, I'll fire with my dominant eye only. I don't care what type of shooting I'm doing. But if I feel I need it, I'll use it. It's my decision. Roll with it. But for somebody to tell you what you need to do and how you need to do it and when you need to do it, I'm actually not digging on that.
Without knowing how I'm hitting?
Right.
Hang on for me if you would. You can find Super Dave's website. It's combatspeed.com. Find him on YouTube, Super Dave Harrington. It's almost like you're getting some lessons there on him. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We
We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. Talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. I appreciate your opinion on that one. I've never had somebody, I know that, explain to me why keeping both eyes open when using a handgun is a smoking hot idea.
Well, just 180 degree field of view. You know, all predators have binocular vision.
Right.
We need to understand how we have, that set up, how we have that going on, provides a depth perception and direct support for estimating range or distance to a target. Of course, anybody could readily see how that is beneficial, in a combat firing type set of circumstances. But in a marksmanship, like a strict marksmanship sense and accuracy, you won't find the 50-yard bullseye shooters firing with both eyes open. Not going to happen.
Right.
As a matter of fact, in the bullseye realm and in the extreme marksmanship realm, you have people that will actually occlude their off eyes, so to speak, with tape on their glasses. So, if for any reason, like, for example, they can't keep the eye completely closed, the lens is opaque, so they cannot focus on anything anyway, kind of a thing. Help isolate the dominant eye a little better. But the thing about it is, see, here's where people get easily tripped up. It's kind of a parasitic relationship. What you don't understand in respect to fighting with guns and combat marksmanship is supported by your basic knowledge and skill as a marksman. And I kind of cringe every time I hear somebody say, well, that's combat accurate. Well, let's talk about combat accurate real quick. There's nowhere I've read or heard that precision shooting is not a part of combat shooting itself. There's any number of circumstances, that immediately come to mind where precision is a premium, which in my mind is all the time. I'd love to be able to hit with every round I fire, but that's not real. Another factor is in the marksmanship realm, this is kind of a psychological point of interest, but in the marksmanship realm, sometimes I have actually seen like precision firers, bullseye guys, that are so mentally dependent on pressing the trigger only when they see what they need to see or want to see in respect to making or placing a shot, willing to well-placed shot. I mean, you might as well put your timer away and break out your sundial, because they're going to be there for a little while. And it's like, hey, man, come on, you got to hurry up and press trigger, dude. They're looking for that perfect delivery. Whereas in a marksmanship sense and in the marksmanship realm where accuracy is a premium, you should always do those things that support, being as accurate as possible for that set of circumstances, that shooting problem, whatever. But you got to be able to adapt. In a combat firing sense, I'm never dealing with anything that's best case. I'm actually hitting all of my decision points based on what is good enough. see what I mean?
I do.
In respect to what I see, think, and feel about delivering any number of shots or, you know, solving a like a complex multi-threat shooting problem, it's quite a bit different from, you know, standing there trying to hit a 8-inch disc at 50 yards.
Right.
But, you know, as we've discussed before, bad guys don't care what your skill is. Doesn't matter.
Right.
You're a target. You know, if you come across as a soft target, you're going to get hit. You know, you got to look at, you know, what do you do to harden yourself as a target without making yourself stick out like a sore thumb, you know? There's so many variables that need to be balanced out. You know, the thing about it is, I like to, coming back to that point of interest in the first segment, I generally don't like to tell people what to do and how to do it and when to do it and, you know, hold their hand, so to speak, because there are too many variables. And what does work for me, or what I have figured out that works for me, may not work for you. I don't know.
Right.
But the primary reason I don't tell people what's what and do what, when, where, and why all the time is it restricts freedom of thought and freedom of action to solve the problem. You see what I mean?
I do. I do. I've got some questions I want to ask in the next segment.
Okay.
We don't have enough time to start them, but you're making me think that I did have you. I've always thought I had you figured as the way you might approach doing a class or talking to students, simply because of our conversations. I got a few more questions to ask you in that realm, which we'll get to in the next segment. Now, Super Dave is very accessible. He's made himself very accessible, and he's done that a variety of ways. He has a website called CombatSpeed.com. That is his company's website. It is a work in progress. You can find him on Facebook at both Dave Harrington, which is his personal page, where you will likely get a very good guitar riff here and there, or Super Dave Harrington, which is his commercial page. And you can find him on YouTube at Super Dave Harrington. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden wants all businesses with 100 or more workers to require their staff to get vaccinated or tested weekly. This could affect up to 100 million people across the country. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton joins America's Newsroom and explains why this won't help the issue.
It's ineffective. I mean, by scolding and condescending to Americans, dripping with scorn that somehow this is their fault that they've been infected with a virus, they're not going to persuade people to get more vaccines.
A series of lightning strikes is causing crews on the front lines of the massive Caldor fire to scramble to put out new fires. A cold front in the Tahoe Basin causing more than 1,000 lightning strikes between last night and this morning in Northern California, including about 100 in the San Francisco Bay Area. USA Radio News. Tunnel to Towers founder Frank Siller's brother was one of many firefighters who died saving lives on 9/11. Now Siller has been walking over 500 miles from the Pentagon in Washington, D.C. to New York City in memory of his brother and the 20th anniversary of the terrorist attacks. In an interview on Fox News, he describes his foundation's goals.
Tunnel to Towers Foundation is going to pay every mortgage of every first responder who dies in line of duty that leave young families behind forever. And we're going to take care of every Gold Star family member that has a young family forever. And every catastrophically injured service member that gave their body for their country, we're going to give them a mortgage-free smart home forever.
Former New Jersey Republican Governor Chris Christie is launching his political comeback tour after giving a speech at the Ronald Reagan Library. His speech in California was part of a series discussing the future of the Republican Party. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. So, talking to Super Dave Harrington about, and don't get me wrong, I didn't really have any questions regarding whether or not I should close my eye. Are these kind of things, when you have somebody saying, okay, you should do this way, you should put your thumbs this way, this should be this way, this is not right, this is right. If they're trying to get you to imitate them, are they being sort of unrealistic if they want you to physically imitate what they're doing? Don't we all have a few limitations to where we may not be able to do that?
Yeah, sure, man. It really depends on the individual, but I don't think the direction you're coming from is 180 degrees out, bro.
Okay.
I don't think it's imitate.
Emulate?
As much as people will naturally imitate, because you should never, I don't know how to say it other than you should never underestimate the power of the visual impression. Now, the way to break that down is monkey see, monkey do. If you see me doing something, and you want to do it as well as I am doing it, or if more accurately, you should want to be doing it better, how are you going to figure that out if you have allowed me to tell you what's what and what to do and when to do it, thereby limiting your freedom of thought and freedom of action and intuitively understanding what it is I would like you to do in hopes that you can do it better than I can?
Right.
You see what I mean?
I do.
I hope you stuck with me on that one because, whew, I almost confused myself.
I did, but I mean, here's the thing. Sometimes I wonder with some of these classes, like if I can, and I'm not an instructor, okay, and I don't claim to be an instructor, but I wonder sometimes about some of the things we do that actually have a value that we can add to our skill set, and some of these things that we do simply because the instructor in his mind is going, well, I was taught this, so I will teach you this. Now I don't expect you to be one of those kinds, because I would expect you to be one that actually makes a curriculum.
In respect to what you just stated, my response to that would be teach what you learned, not what I taught.
I completely get what you just said. I understand exactly what you just said. So yeah. So in that I think we agree on that one. I just some of the stuff that I as I watch it occur, and like yesterday with this, now I've read numerous times that there's nothing wrong if you're trying to acquire your sights and your target with closing an eye. And the resulting brouhaha that stirred up on social media between me and an instructor, I was a little taken aback, to be quite honest with you, because I come from a martial arts background where physical technique is really something that they do try to emulate, but not everybody's joint structure is the same, and not everybody's flexibility level is going to be the same.
Not everybody's the same, period.
Period. So when you come from that, and when you're looking at that, to get out there and say, this is the way, whenever I hear somebody say that, they lose a lot of credibility with me.
Well, it's not only that. If that is the only way to do it, then what about the physically impaired? What does that just mean? They stop right there and don't worry about anything else?
Don't worry about
nothing
else.
Because they can't do this? I'm not buying it, man.
I don't either. I don't either. I just, when, and the other part was like some people were replying to him. Like Joe Chambers was replying to him. And he was telling Joe Chambers, huh?
I don't know Joe Chambers.
He's a gun builder.
But if I may interject something, dig this. You know what the biggest problem, the overlying problem with what we're talking about is?
What is it?
Anybody can say I'm a firearms instructor. There's no national standard. There's no standard of or construct that levels the playing field.
Well,
you understand what I'm saying?
This particular guy, the reason I was actually engaging him is I do know of him, and I have had one conversation with him, and he is...
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you can, an individual can have a phenomenal amount of background and experience, but last I checked, my name was Dave Harrington, not Jesus Christ, bro. You know, we're all human beings. We can make mistakes. We can, you know, make errors in judgment, whatever. Could be a simple sort of lack of experience and understanding. But I will tell you this. I don't care what's happening in my time and space. If I'm driving a gun and I feel it necessary to close an eye to enhance my hit probability, I'm going to do it.
Right.
Nobody's going to be there coaching you over your shoulder about what you need or don't need to do. You know, you're going to have to, you know, literally freedom of thought, freedom of action. Solve the problem. Survive it.
My thoughts exactly. I mean, when
And it's big boy rules, man. That's all.
Big boy rules.
Yeah.
Tell me what, okay.
As it applies to this set of circumstances or this conversation, if I feel it necessary to close my eye to make a hit, and the amount of time it costs me to make the decision and take the action gets me killed, well, I guess that was a bad call.
That was a bad call.
You know what I mean?
That was a bad call. Better be a big boy, right?
We've all got in common, man.
Yeah,
we've all got to punch out.
Better be a big boy in that case. But, I mean, I just, when I think about this.
I wouldn't sweat it, man.
Well,
what you need to do.
Well, see, that was the thing. I was hitting.
At a given time frame.
This past weekend, I was hitting. I was hitting with the guns I liked. I was hitting with the gun I didn't like. The only thing I was sorry was I did not take the Glock 19 because I was sort of, I had to shoot three guns. I needed to be shooting seven. And I didn't have enough time to do that. But I will be going out there with the Glock 19 and trying to drive it in the same way and see if I can hit in that same centered fashion. And, I don't know. If I can do it, if I can hit exactly where I want to hit, if I can do it with both eyes closed, I might do that. I don't know.
Right.
I just want to win the gunfight. That's it.
I just want
to win the gunfight. Anyway, coming up on the next break, Super Dave Harrington. You can find him at combatspeed.com. Super Dave Harrington is both his commercial page for Facebook and his YouTube channel, and his personal page, which is actually a lot of fun, is Dave Harrington, and it's only a lot of fun because he's sort of a guitar maestro. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. We are speaking to Super Dave Harrington and talking a little bit about my experiences over the past weekend and such. And now as we move on, I was having a discussion, and you actually came up in the discussion, in that most of the people that I shoot with only have one handgun. And I know you have more than one handgun, but you
mean like just one period?
One period, yeah.
Wow.
And okay. So some of them, one or two of them may have two or three, but they carry one day in, day out, always. And they never, I know that I clutter my mind up by testing all these other guns, which is just part and parcel of what I do. But I think for the most part, most of the time, I'm carrying a gun that I can handle. But I
don't agree with that, dude, because why would you do that? Why would you knowingly do that?
That I can handle?
You can't handle. Yeah.
I said can handle.
Oh, dude, I thought you said can't. Sorry, dude. Go ahead. Well,
I would never say that to you. Anyway.
I know, dude. it was kind of a shocker, but I was rolling with it.
Yeah. And you were rolling good. But the point I'm trying to make here is that as someone that has been involved to the degree in the real world the way you have,
okay.
How important? Yes, go ahead.
Go ahead. I don't want to interrupt you, but there comes a point. Maybe allow me to exercise a little telepathy. There comes a point in respect to your understanding of marksmanship and what's required to fire effectively. And you just intuitively figure it out with whatever gun you're working with. You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
And it also depends on the type. You know, is it a high-powered rifle? Is it a sniper rifle, bolt gun, semi? Is it a hunting rifle, bolt gun, semi? Shotgun, what gauge, what function? You know, is it gas? Is it semi-auto, slide action or pump? Break action, double barrel or single barrel? Handguns, you have revolvers and pistols. Of course, revolvers having a cylinder, pistols being semi-automatic. And there's a bunch of different kinds of those. But intuitive, you know, firearms are fairly intuitive. They're built for the human being to fire well. Purpose-driven, you know, firearms. But as a single person, as a single human being, your exposure to what you know and understand, you know, in its totality, to include your ability to shoot effectively or shoot well, is all a part of it. There is no single one thing that is going to make or break you. And if I had to say there was any single thing that'll make or break you in respect to marksmanship or, you know, combat marksmanship, is your ability to estimate distance, judge distance accurately, and then balanced against your known zero of whatever type of weapon you're firing, you do the math and you hold, you choose your select your point of aim in relationship to the distance that you've estimated and the known zero of your weapon, and tuck one for the door mat.
The dirt nap. I do like the way you put that. I do like the way you put it. Just out of curiosity, in the remaining time that we've got, because I've been existing in this this state of anger, not so much for myself, but I mean, I'm looking at today's veterans of the sandbox. And I'm looking at the way this clown of a president pulled us out of Afghanistan. How bad do you think that hurts them when they look at that and say to them, you know, if they're looking down and like,
well,
they got
to the core? I mean, the bottom line is Biden has betrayed
Biden
the American trust.
Yep.
Period.
Yep.
And once you violate trust, I don't care who you are or what you're doing, you're not getting it back. You violate trust, you're not getting it back. Ever. Not like it was anyway.
See, I've sat around and I've thought to myself, did I unwittingly, when I was in the military, did I do my part to where this kind of, this sloth, and look at the Pentagon. Look at what some of the generals are talking about out there. I mean, the commanding general, the chief of staff, is out there trying to embrace his white rage.
What?
Mark Milley. He's trying to embrace.
Don't even get me started, man. I think my bubble just burst.
Okay.
I've been trying to live in a bubble and ignore all that stuff, but just by getting that little clip, I kind of understand where everything's at.
Yeah.
You know, and the thing about it is, this is the first time our country's been kind of sideways politically. This democratic attack, or whatever type of attack you want to call it on our way of living, has happened before, and it'll happen again. It's just a matter of, you know, everything kind of is cyclic, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, look at everything is cyclic. So where will we be in another 20 years? Who knows? But whoever's coming in on the next election has got their work cut out for them to straighten all this stuff out.
Well, I'm hopeful.
If it can even be done.
Right. The military will react the way their civilian leadership allows them to react. But, we got a long way to go to get back to the days of when you and I joined the military.
Let me make sure I understood you correctly.
Sure.
What you said is this Milley dude, who is the chief of staff,
yeah,
is publicly trying to embrace his white rage?
Well, they're reading a bunch of books and by a guy named Ibram X. Kendi. And he's one of these critical race theory peddlers. And they've gotten in there. And
I'm not buying any of that up front.
What, that they're doing it?
Why do they even have access to them books?
I don't know. They've been rooting out the extremists in the military and looking at how they vote.
I'm trying to figure out where they handed out the white privilege, because I still want mine.
Yeah, I never got my full fill of that as well. But
man, I've worked for everything I have.
Yep.
And then some. And I'm tired of giving it to the do nothings or the have nots.
I fully understand.
For free. It ain't for free. We're paying for it.
Nothing is free. Nothing in this world is free. But the problem is we got too many people over here that think it just happened. They don't know what went into it. That's where our problem lies. But I'm about to run out of time. We'll pick it up next week. I appreciate your time, sir.
No worries, man. I enjoy the opportunity, man, every time. Take care, Mr. Bill.
We will talk to you.
All right, man. Out here.
Coming up next is going to be from the truthaboutguns.com, the editor-in-chief, Dan Zimmerman. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
Exus Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Exus's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Exus has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase.
Get on target faster in any light with Exus Sights.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.